From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. Take one of America's most celebrated writers, throw in some cool music, add the magic of illusionist and endurance artist David Blaine, and what you get is, well, what's going to be happening tonight at the Adrian Arsh Center. Music, Magic, and the Muse is serving a dual purpose. It's a belated 70th birthday for novelist Paul Auster, who's here in the studio with us.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
And it will include a reading of Paul's latest book, 4321. That's not a broadcast countdown. That's the actual title of the book. No stranger to readings and authors is Mitchell Kaplan, owner of Miami's own Books and Books, and ringmaster of this whole thing. Isn't that right, Mitch?
Great to be here. Yes, Christine.
So, Paul, what does a writer of your caliber have in common with a guy who catches bullets with his teeth?
Well, the fact is, I'm the author of a novel from the mid-90s entitled Mr. Vertigo, which is a book that, to my great happiness, was embraced by most magicians in the United States and around the world. And sometime not long after the book was published, I was in a restaurant in Manhattan, and a young man rushed up to me and said, "You're Paul Auster, aren't you?" And I said, "Yes." He said, "And you wrote Mr. Vertigo, didn't you?" "Yes." "Well, I'm David Blaine. I think it's the greatest book I've ever read, and we've been friends ever since."
The name of the event is Music, Magic, and the Muse, and the music part of tonight's event is courtesy of this lady. Let's give her a listen.
I've done out in our crying game, not myself, and you took my name.
That's my daughter. She's been singing ever since she was a little kid. This song dates from about 5 or 6 years ago, I think.
Mitch, tonight's event with the magic and the music represents a departure from the usual book readings or signings. Now, does this represent a new direction for you in the way that you do things at Books and Books?
Well, it's certainly something which I wanted to do when I read 4321, and I knew that Paul was heading our way. And I just felt that this book, which in many ways brings all the threads of what he's been writing for so many years together in one incredible novel, I just felt like I wanted to bring the different aspects of his life together and do something very, very different than just a traditional reading.
Paul, you've done your share of radio. About 16 years ago, you were involved in NPR's National Story Project.
Yes.
Now, what about that experience, the experience of doing radio, stays with you?
Oh, I love doing it. I have to say, it was once a month, and I did it for a little more than a year. And what the National Story Project was, I solicited true stories written by listeners of NPR. And so every month they would come pouring in. I think during that year I read 4,000 stories. And so I had 20 minutes or so in my broadcast, and I would select some of them. I couldn't actually read them all. Some of them were too long for that, so I would summarize them and read extracts. And it really was a thrilling thing to do. And when the year was up, I realized that there were so many good ones that hadn't made it onto the radio that I made an anthology. So there's a book of, it's called I Thought My Father Was God and Other True Tales from NPR's National Story Project. And I felt that I was in touch with all of America during that year. I think there were contributors from 42 or 44 states. There were men and women, old people and young people, people from cities, farms, suburbs, everywhere. The South, the North, the Midwest, East, Pacific Coast, all of America was listening. And that was a thrilling thing to feel, that radio is such a powerful tool that it can really penetrate every household in the whole country.
We've been chatting with Paul Auster, who's the guest of honor at tonight's event. Also with us was Books and Books owner Mitchell Kaplan. You can see them both at Music, Magic, and the Muse at the Adrian Arsh Center. Thank you both.
Thank you, Christine.
Thank you.
This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMatteo.